Hi.
Hi.
Welcome back to the Growth Alchemist podcast. I'm a bit on a podcast roll tonight. Like, I started again and then I thought, why just not continue? Because I'm just enjoying this too much just to share my thoughts with you. So my latest one was about not becoming a zombie and radical self-expression. And this one is a combination of a Netflix series I have been watching for like a couple of months ago, and a situation that sounds awful, like something that happened at work, but it didn't really happen. Like, no, a conversation I had at work. Let me put it like that. So I don't know if anyone who's listening is familiar with the show New Amsterdam. Like, anyone else binged watched the show? Because sure I did. For those who haven't, it's about Max. And Max is hired at New Amsterdam. It's a medical center. It's a hospital. Jesus Christ. So he is hired as a new medical director of the dam, as they would say it as well. The ironical part about it is that he eventually gets sick himself. But that's not the reason why I'm bringing it up. The reason why I brought it up is because I like his leadership style. Like, even in the depths of his illness, like when he is feeling like shit and he is actually not well enough to actually do his job, basically, he's still able to connect with people, and not just his patients, but mainly his staff. And yes, of course, his patients. Yes, he's a very he's an empath. I always want to say empathetic, but that's not a word. malfunction late at night. So it's actually not about his patients, but it's mainly about his staff and how he can empower his staff. And he does it in the most simple way possible by asking one question. Can you guess what it is? How can I help? Four words. How can I help? That's it. And then he listens. And why I got inspired to talk about it is that at work, there were two colleagues of mine. And one was a bit frustrated with the other because the other promised to do something, but it didn't happen. And the other one kept asking, like, and one point kept demanding. And then he got frustrated because it didn't happen and it kept on not happening. And he didn't get the information he needed and yada, yada, yada. And the focus was, I need this, you're not giving it to me, I'm frustrated. Which is actually a very normal response, don't get me wrong. But what could have helped the whole situation was checking in with a person and not just making assumptions, because we make a lot of assumptions, and it's not a bad thing. But sometimes it also doesn't serve the situation. So what could have resolved the situation for both parties, both the one who is frustrated and the other one who is not doing the job that they're asked to do, or giving the information that is required to take the next steps, whatever, yada, 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 is by asking questions. And we ask too little questions. And when we ask questions, we don't listen. And so many things can be resolved or even prevented by just asking questions. And the question Max, the medical director in the series, is asking is a first, a great first step. Just maybe acknowledging somebody's struggling or, you know, whatever reason there is. And instead of putting the blame on somebody, you can also be like, okay, but how can I resolve the situation? Like, I need the information. Or it could even be in relationships, but I'm just taking the work situation as an example. But instead of being like super frustrated and staying frustrated and just doing the same thing over and over and over again, like sending an email, going to the person, texting them, emailing them. I don't know what he did, but, you know, I assume that's, you know, the usual way of like workflow. Instead of doing that, just go to the person and say like, hey, I've asked this. Not in a mad way. Like, hey, I've asked this. I still don't have it, but I need it for XYZ. Is there some way we can speed up the process? Is there a way I can help you? Give me the information. Is there a way that you can actually do the job, whatever it is? And then you might find that the solution is so much easier, so much more at hand. And it takes away the frustration. And I know those, you know, it's work frustration, so they will diminish as soon as the thing is dealt with and it's fine. And, you know, you just grab a beer with your colleagues and then it's fine, you know, mostly. But the way Max deals with his staff and his colleagues and his actually many stakeholders as well, because he's a medical director, the way he deals with them is so inspiring. So I hope you take away from this, whenever you're in a situation like this or you're frustrated about somebody not doing a job or a thing, or maybe even somebody's not responding the way to whatever you're saying or asking in a way that you expect them to, instead of reacting, take a step back and then see what happened and then just ask them like, how can I help? Are you okay? Is there something wrong? Is there something you want to share with me? I notice you're off. Is there just put a bit more human in the world instead of just acting like a robot, expecting people to be like a robot, because we're not. We're humans. And we humans make mistakes. We have feelings. We have thoughts, which sometimes prevent us from doing whatever it is that we need to do, or responding in a way that is socially acceptable, or you name it. Just take a step back and ask the person, what is it that you need at the moment? And then see what happens. See the magic happen. And you will see what I've noticed is that you start connecting with a person. And that's magical. That's phenomenal. That's awesome. And that's what I want in this world, for people to connect in an authentic way. And I hope you can just help me with one of my goals in life. It's just humanizing the world. My thoughts yet again. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you have any comments, you want to share your thing with me, you can do so on Instagram at The Growth Alchemist. And I'm also much more, I'm going to be much more active on LinkedIn. And you can find me there at Romy Andrew. That's A-N-D-R-I-E-U. It's so weird spelling my name in English. Yeah, let me know what you think.